Enuma Okoro, I'm a Civitelli Ranieri 2018 Writing Fellow. I will be reading from a selection from an essay titled This Is Your Morning, originally published in Aeon Magazine. Oh, you are beautiful! The security official tilts her head and breaks into a broad smile, a toothpick caught in the side of her mouth. The loose ends of her cornrows peek out from the back of her navy beret. The cotton of her light blue button-down is taut against her stomach. She is leaning casually against the x-ray machine as my items pass through in the conveyor belt. The line of people is filling up behind me, their groans and sighs increasing as the voice over the intercom announces yet another delay. Thank you, I say to the official. I assume she's looking for a weekend blessing, a few hundred naira to make the morning's efforts worth something. I'm traveling back to Abuja from a work trip to Lagos, and already two airport officials have asked me for something for the weekend. Are you mixed? She asks, still smiling. She looks sincere. No. Where are you from? Her tone is curious and teasing. There is no accusation, no questioning of my right. But still, my back stiffens instinctively. I prepare my armor. Imo. I step up as the passenger ahead of me moves. I am rehearsed in this routine, and I anticipate her next question. Both your parents are Nigerian? Her voice is a picture of disbelief pouring over my black tote and gold sandals coming off the conveyor. I busy myself, looping my thin animal print leather belt through my black cigarette trousers. Yes. I force a smile back, barely looking at her. I am used to this question. I am not used to how it makes me feel. Her smile breaks into a laugh and she tilts her head back before gazing at me more intently. Inasuibo. No, I do not speak my own language. I pick up my tote and I walk away before she can call me Oyibo. Oyibo, it means white man. I read somewhere once that it means no skin. When I first came back to the country months ago, it was harder. This being called foreigner, this being called white. I had just left the United States, a country determined to beat into such people as me that I'm anything but white, that I'm anything but welcome. I do not want this naming, not in my own country, not anywhere. I am brown like them, my people, but no one says, welcome home. In airports, hotels, and supermarkets, they say, where are you from? And when I answer, they shake their heads in refusal. It is not possible. You're not Nigerian. It's a lie. Your own yellow is different.